Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Look at racing at Rose Hill on Saturday, and there's a nice mare resuming there. Seasons. Les Bridge has got her, and gee, she looks pretty promising, and he's with me now. Morning, Les.
Morning, Sean.
This horse looks pretty promising. Is it one you're starting to get a little bit excited about? Because on paper, it could almost be unbeaten.
Yeah, well, the first two runs, she didn't have any luck, and then she won her next two. So, probably that's right.
Now, she's had the little let-up, and your trial of the other day at Randwick, just a nice quiet one?
Yeah, she's had a couple of trials. She had one at Randwick and one at Canterbury, and she trialled, but, you know, good on both occasions.
Now, Liz, she's a four-year-old, only lightly raced. Any reason for that? Was it just maturity?
Yeah, she's been lightly framed and a bit immature. She's still probably got a bit to build up even now, so I'll probably only give her two or three runs this time in.
Now, being by Sebring, they can often get over a bit of ground. At this stage, she's sprinting. Will she get much further than the 1,200, 1,300?
Oh, I don't know. She's pretty brilliant. I think she'd run 1,400. Don't know about any further than that. It's hard to say, but those Sebrings can surprise you. They run all distances.
They do, don't they? You look at them on paper and think they're ready to get 1,200 and they'll run 1,800 or 2,000.
Yeah, they do. They're amazing.
Lise, you've had some good mares over the years. How does this one rank potentially, seasons?
Ah, they're only as good as their next win with me.
Yeah. You're pretty ruthless. You're pretty honest with them.
Yeah. Rooster one day and a feather duster the next.
Exactly. That's, you've got to be honest, haven't you?
Yeah.
So
she goes good, and you know, all things going well. Yeah, I think she'll go a bit further. And hard to tell with mares. You know, I've had a lot of luck with mares as they get older. It's been amazing. And that's why I haven't rushed this one. You know, I had a lot of luck with Miss Zoe and Hot Danish and Avoid Lightning and all those mares. And as I got older, a lot of them got better, you know.
So and the other thing,
that's why I haven't bustled this one.
And the other thing, Liz, when they hit form, they often hold it, don't they?
They do. I love mares. Great now, trainer in America told me once, he said, the greatest racehorse is a good mare. And I thought he was wrong, and then Winks come along. So,
yeah.
Rachel Alexander in America and this one in England. They've got now that's won the two arcs, so you might have been right.
Yeah, Mackaybe Diva and Black Caviar weren't too bad either, were they?
Yeah, that's what he told me. Great trainer, Herbie Stevens, great trainer. And he said, the best horses can't beat a champion mare.
Yeah, incredible. Now, I've noticed with seasons, the good thing about this, she's one on the heavy, one on the soft as well.
Yeah,
and so she can handle everything.
Doesn't seem to worry her. She seems to get through anything, yeah. I don't know how heavy she likes it. You can't tell, but she certainly handles soft.
Now, if you give her a run, this run on Saturday, and give her one, say one more, if you give her a let-up, what would you look at doing? The autumn, or would you look at Brisbane with her?
I just see how she goes. I just play it by ear. I'm old-fashioned, you know.
Just
play them how they're going. All depends what she does this time in and how she pulls up. Don't think I'd be taking her to Brisbane somehow.
Mm. Well, we wish you all the best on Saturday. At this stage, she does look a very promising mare. And as I said, you've had some great success with the mares over the years. You love them, and it looks like they love you as well.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, good luck on Saturday, Les.
Thanks, Sean.